Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. As we reported several weeks back, entries in various competitions at the Kentucky State Fair opening this Thursday were approaching record territory at 40,000 or more. But due to the drought, it's doubtful that all of those entries will actually arrive for Blue Ribbon consideration.
Obviously, we have to be concerned about the field seed and grain department and the fruits and vegetables and so on, because it's been a really tough summer on crops across Kentucky and you know, people's gardens. It's just been very difficult to raise the normal crops that you might or the normal garden that you might. And I think the entries that actually get here could be a little bit short from what we're used to having.
But Harold Workman, president and CEO of the Kentucky State Fair Board, says there will still be plenty to do and see and eat. He suggests a preview online at kystatefair.org to check the attractions, free concerts, and other activities. He pointed to a relatively new one that's caught on.
It's difficult with saddle horses to actually go through the area and look at those and get up close, and we started the UPHA barn tours and stall talks where you can actually, with a guided tour, go through the stall area, look at the horses, and get up close. We started that, I believe it was last year, and it's very, very popular, so I want to be sure that people are aware of that.
We'll be right back.
We're the Paul family from Paris, Kentucky, and we're in the cattle business.
We're proud to be raising beef in Kentucky. It's important to us that we raise our children in a farm setting. It's important that they learn the values learned on a farm. And most important, we're very proud of producing food for consumers. And a lot of people are very happy to know that neighbors, people like us, are the ones raising their food.
We're a Kentucky farm family.
Feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Cattlemen's Association and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Harold Workman says they try to mix up the state fair entertainment and attractions each year, retaining the hot ones, but bringing on new features too.
I think we have the dog act back again out in the South Wing lot. We have brought the BMX bicycles back. They haven't been here in quite a few years.
Workman says Kroger's through this Wednesday offers discounted admission and ride tickets. He also pointed out that next Monday, August 20, would be Military Monday, where active duty and retired military with ID would have half-price admission for themselves and their families.
And there's Midway ride specials also that are discounted, and we can't say enough for the brave men and women that keep our country free, and we want to try to honor them.
Again, the State Fair opens this Thursday, running through Sunday, August 26th. And he adds the economic impact on the economy runs between $15 and $18 million. Complete details online at kystatefair.org. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.